From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
One of Trinidad and Tobago's main unions responds to Prime Minister Manning's warning against militancy. US human rights officials say Bill Clinton needs to deal with the cause of Haiti's crisis, not just the symptoms. And the Barbados government responds to its privatization critics. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Trinidad and Tobago's main public service union says it's willing to continue talking with government, but warns that public servants need some sort of deal soon. While unveiling a new economic plan earlier this week, Prime Minister Patrick Manning appealed to the unions, urging against militancy. He said this could have serious economic repercussions. The Public Services Association says its members are owed some $3 billion TT dollars in back pay. I asked PSA Secretary General Clive Weatherhead just how aggressively the union has been pursuing the claim.
Well, we are pushing it aggressively, and we are hoping to have it finalized in 1993. What we hear from the Prime Minister is that he is suggesting that because of the levels of foreign debt service and local debt service, not including the debt to public sector employees, the government is not in a position to deal with this public sector debt before 1994, mid-1994.
But doesn't Mr. Manning have a point? After all, it's a new government, which is burdened with a bunched-up foreign debt repayment this year.
Yes, but the government has said quite clearly that it has made no attempt to reduce that debt payment, and it has taken a decision basically that the people of Trinidad and Tobago should bear this exceptionally high debt payment of over $2.5 billion per year for the next 2 years, and then it will be reduced by 12% in 1994. And based on this decision of the government, we should therefore wait until that time.
The government's debt to public servants is around $3 billion TT dollars. Are you prepared at all to negotiate with the government to have a phased-in payment or to have a postponed payment?
We have been proposing for the last few years that this debt should be paid by mutually agreeable schedule. We are saying that the payment of the debt is not something that we want as a one-shot payment that will impose too heavy a burden on the government. We are also looking at the possibilities of some portion of this debt being postponed in order that those funds can be utilized in the interim to assist the unemployed, so that we are not in the business of trying to put the government's financial house in complete disorder, as the Prime Minister is suggesting.
So if the Prime Minister seems to think that the unions are taking an aggressive stance to his government, where do you go from here?
Well, we are hoping that, to use his phrase, he speaks about undue militancy. We are saying that there's a corollary to that. If you don't want people to aggressively pursue monies outstanding, in some cases for the last 5 to 6 years, then the government must itself show some good faith and goodwill in the sense of addressing the problem and not simply calling for a postponement of the issue for another 18 or 20 months.
Clive Weatherhead of Trinidad and Tobago's Public Services Association. The opposition Jamaica Labour Party continues to be dogged by public perception of remaining rifts in the party, some 2 years after the now famous Gang of Five issue. With speculation running high in Jamaica over the prospects of snap elections this year, it's one worry the party can do without. Rifts surfaced again during the party's general conference last year. More recently, the JLP has had to counter rumours that party leader Edward Siaga was on the verge of stepping down. Gary Allen looks at the task facing the party to present an image of unity.
Recent speculation about whether or not the division created in the party some 2 years ago is still there, and that it is posing a problem, has the party on the offensive, trying to shake off a perception of disunity. A meeting of the party's standing committee and the campaign committee on the same night this week drew much media attention. But it was not just media hype, as the party is trying to make out. Neither is it just PNP propaganda. senior party officials admit that there is a perception problem still in the public's mind that the JLP is divided and cannot manage its affairs. In fact, a recent Carlstone poll which showed the party losing tremendous ground because of the violence and seeming divisive conference which was held last year has party officials worried and looking about how to correct it. Sources say that the matter of how the healing process is taking place in the party has come up for discussion. The party officially denies that this is of much concern. However, the new show of a united face and readiness for general elections can only be a counter to a perception or a reality. Gary Allen in Kingston for BBC Caribbean Report.
Human rights officials are urging United States President-elect Bill Clinton to move urgently to ensure the resolution of the Haitian crisis. On Wednesday, the secretaries of state of the outgoing and incoming U.S. administrations issued a statement on the need to restore democracy to Haiti. Today I spoke to Bill O'Neill, the chairman of the Lawyers Committee for Human Rights, which has been campaigning on behalf of Haitian refugees. I asked him